And I think we're recording, right? It's working?
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Don't say anything. Don't want recorded. We'll use this for quality purposes. Okay. Oh, I'm in charge. I forgot I'm in charge. Okay. So I'm not really sure. What are administrative updates? Is that anything that we... I don't really have any.
Carmen's new.
Oh, yeah, Carmen is new. Welcome, Carmen. Carmen's taking Sally's place.
Well, that was my public works update.
Oh! Well, shoot.
Wow.
Let's stop the recording and start over. Nope. You think of something else to say when we get to you.
Well, we already met her, didn't we?
Yes. We'll just skip that for a second. We'll welcome, but we're going to introduce you officially in a little bit. So the ribbon cutting event was awesome. I don't know how many people we had there, but probably 25 or more, maybe. It was good. It was really good. And so thanks to, if you put that on your social media or whatever, thanks to Ryan for his little speech that he gave and for the parks, your people, TJ or David's people, whoever were there, that set up the awesome North Salt Lake blow up. That was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, that looked neat.
And there should be pictures, but I could not find them on the website. Where are they at?
Of the event?
Uh-huh. Do you know where you find those pictures?
No, but there were a bunch of pictures because you took some and I took some.
Mm-hmm. And I sent a bunch of mine to Linda.
There were several on Facebook.
They were on the city Facebook.
Yeah, I think I saw them.
Oh,
there.
City Facebook. I didn't look there.
Yeah, I think they were there.
Let's look there tonight. Okay, because there's a bunch of pictures. And that was really fun. And I'll bring up something else when we get to the other, because I have some leftover stuff. So excellent on that. The upcoming events, we'll just kind of go towards that. The scavenger hunt. Did anybody bring their ideas?
Well, did we know about that we were supposed to bring these until your email this week?
Because we talked about it, remember?
No, obviously not.
Okay, that's okay.
So I just have ideas. But hey, did you do it with your team?
Not yet.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
They don't know. Don't talk about it.
Oh, okay. This is a surprise. Never mind. Let's skip that one. Okay.
I have some ideas, but do you want us just to email them to you? Or?
Yeah, why don't you do that, and then we'll email them. I have mine, too.
I mean, keep them out of this. Keep us in the thread.
You got it.
And then we can guinea pig.
Okay, no problem.
If someone can help me put it together and do that, Rachel, I don't know, you could help me put them together in that once we get them.
Yeah,
absolutely. They can email them to me, Tammy, and I can take that.
Okay, got it. Okay.
I had a question about what type of ideas specific. So, like, mine were all very, like, landmarky, and I don't know if that's not what you were looking for or...
You know, the ones that we talked about last time, I had looked at four or five ideas for city things. They were all the way from a park bench to the favorite ice cream store to a bag from a company that was in there. But I think that's probably the way to go. I mean, like, my idea, like, this is sounds silly, but is that water treatment down there or passed across the big round?
The sewer.
And I talked to John. I said, if you were to participate, what would you do? And he said, there's a big white building on Main Street North. Is that the Bangor? That's not the Bangor train. The train station was right over here, right? Yeah. He said, it's a big white building that is on the west side that looks like it's vacant. Was that any city history? Does anybody know?
I don't think it is. I think it's just a big industrial building.
Is that all it is?
I think you could do a combination of things.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, so email them to me. Email them if you've got my email. It should be on the thing.
I'll send out a group thing, and I'll just list out my ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send a new one because we've got some of his people on there, so we'll do a new one with just our committee on there.
Okay.
Okay, and David, you'll be on there, too. Okay.
And leave Linda and Ken on that new one.
So yes. Okay, no problem. Oh, yes, because they're on there. Speaking of that, we haven't had a meeting for that park for a while. Is that coming up?
Palmquist redesign?
No, the Hatch Park.
We passed it on to them, and they are just not doing anything and dragging their feet on.
So that's okay. Another month again.
If I need to put on my calendar, but I'm not missing anything, right?
They said that they were finishing a big project, and they'd get to us when they got to us. And what, we're like 3 months later now?
Okay. Just want to make sure.
So.
All right. Okay, so photo contest. Dallas is okay to do that? So
Dallas is all okay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And are we planning to have the presentation at the Reads event again like we did last time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he could kick it off anytime now mm-hmm. into July. Mm-hmm. We probably don't want to wait too much after that.
And actually, I can't remember who I was telling about that, but we probably should because I was telling them to take some pictures and watch for the photo contest.
Mike Drotier.
No, I'm not going to tell Mike, 'cause he already won. but do we have a date for the North Salt Lake Reads, Ron?
No, because what we normally do is schedule it around whenever
the author can do it. Okay. Yeah.
So we can nail down an author, and then I can reach out and schedule something in September.
Okay, let's try to do that for the next meeting so we have a date. But let's have Dallas go ahead and start announcing that photo contest.
I'll give him the green light.
Okay.
So I have a thought.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can just bookmark it for maybe next year if it doesn't fit this year. I have a neighbor who is planning a art festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking with her, and I said, hey, how much help would you like with this? And maybe, like, the city could do an art festival, coincide with the photography thing, so people can display all of that, like, another thing, and then the winner could go to the Reads. I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to, like, there's so much...
So all forms
so
of art.
So many things going on to like, yeah, all forms of art. And especially, like, she's doing it because last year, COVID, people were quilting, people were woodworking, people were coming up with new hobbies to do. And a lot of people have a lot of whatever they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe, I don't know if we wanted to turn it into, like, an arts and fair market, and maybe people could sell some stuff. That might be a little bit too, or just to showcase their talents. I mean, we've talked, I don't know.
Have you been to the state, like the Davis County Fair, and you go into the big rooms?
Yeah.
And you see all the easels and all the quilts and all the things, and you see blue ribbons on them, like, some, you know, they've done something. But you just walk with your kids through there, and you spend and 2 hours, and you enjoy it. But nothing's for sale. I mean, the goal isn't to buy anything, right?
Sure.
It's just to kind of enjoy all of the art.
Talent.
Well, if it was all from North Salt Lake residents, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and so she's starting it in the neighborhood, and she just wants to do this to get people to showcase what they've done and to, like, get out and to see other people's, you know, I mean, you can connect and network that way if you, like, oh, this person does woodwork, you know, kind of thing, kind of. So I don't know if that's maybe something we want to bookmark for next year and kind of try to do something like that, because I think that is awesome, because, one, it wouldn't be a ton of work for us because everybody else is bringing their own thing. We would just have to organize it
and announce it
and kind of, I don't know.
Okay.
That's a thought.
Kind of like a Friday night stroll or something.
Kind of, because you have Bountiful who does that sidewalk sale for 2 days, or the sidewalk art, which is awesome.
Which is awesome.
That's awesome. It was.
And huge for Bountiful.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we have great artists around here, whatever medium they want to, you know. I mean, we could even open up some of the sidewalk up, like Tunnel Springs, right? Even around that whole thing, we could have, anyway. So that's a thought.
Often thought that, you know, we're responsible for art and trail, and we don't have as many
art
things that we've done.
Yeah.
Do you think they would display, so like, hypothetically, at the Reads event, while people are coming to gather to see the author and to hear, could they set up stuff in the hallway and in the around the room and have easels and art all set up everywhere? Everybody who could come in could see it, and they could walk around and enjoy it. We could hear an author speak, and that could be somehow part of it, as opposed to having to do a second event.
A separate thing. Yeah.
But I don't know if that's too
maybe.
Busy.
And that's why she's planning on like September 11th, and that's what like she wants to do it outside and up at Tunnel Springs. And so, like I said, maybe we bookmark it for next year, or maybe we piggyback
on. We're gonna have a beautiful new park, hopefully. That has spaces for that.
Yeah. So that would be awesome, and maybe
awesome.
Yeah.
That might be something to bring into the park. On the photo contest, I was thinking, when we did it last time, was there age categories in the photo contest, or
yes.
was it? There was.
There
okay.
Was. Yes.
Okay.
Because I couldn't. Were they the same as the
reading
essay?
Oh, it was. Okay, I couldn't remember.
I can't remember for sure, but there were.
Yeah.
There
okay,
because
I. Okay, good. And okay, I just wondered about that. Is there a tentative date on that park? Well, sorry. I know. Well, like, you know, shoot wherever, but.
3 years, 5 years?
I'd love to get it started. Like, Ryan, I mean, it's just getting those designs going, you know.
We haven't gotten the review back from the consultant or had it on the agenda or started the discussion at City Council.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I got to be in all those meetings and there were a lot of representatives that saw that and heard the discussion, not all of the council has seen it yet.
Okay.
But there is some one-time money that might be able to go for it and stuff. So I think it will go forward, but we're not quite there yet.
Oh, so it hasn't really been approved yet?
Hasn't been approved.
Oh, I see.
Because we are a paying customer, right?
Well, yes, but just in their queue.
Business must be really good.
Must be.
Okay. All right, so Ron, on your North Salt Lake Reads,
yes.
Any potential people?
So there's one author I was thinking about. Her name is Charlie Holmberg. She writes young adult fiction.
Charlie with an I-E or E-Y?
I-E.
Okay.
Lives in Utah. Has written several different novels. She just finished this series. Paper Magician.
Oh, that sounds cool. That sounds really fun.
Sold to
me. Oh,
right, actually.
Did you hear that, Tammy? She
I don't know her personally,
rights.
But
wow,
it seems like she might be.
Where does she live?
Somewhere in Utah, according to her website.
Oh. I was thinking she might be North Salt Lake, which would be even better.
That sounds like an awesome option.
Okay. Have you reached out to her yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I want to run it by you guys and see.
I'd say anybody who says yes, go ahead.
Anybody who says yes,
we're going to approve.
I won't tell her that, but
no, we love her.
Dear Charlie,
you're
the
it's great.
The name of her
book.
She's awesome.
I like that you wrote this here as a possible theme. I was talking to. Some parents about the writing contest,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying that it sounds funny because to me, like, writing fact sounds really easy and simple to do, but they were saying their kids were having a hard time with the essay last year because it was, you know, it was about them and it was real, and they're like, I don't know what to write about myself, and if we had a creative option, then some people that have creative brains might have an easier time. And so I liked this, like, real or not real option. Because it happened one day in North Salt Lake. That could be a real story that really happened to you. So someone like me mm-hmm. could write about that real thing. But then some parents were like, my son wants to write about dragons. And, you know, you could say it happened one day in North Salt Lake when the dragon came over the mountain, and then they could just write their whole story,
sure.
right? And it doesn't have to be real at all.
Mm-hmm.
But some kids, I think, would run with that better. And so, and I think some of those things could pair up with an author like Charlie, I think, really well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you may get more participation if it's real or not real.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's a way to set that really clearly, that, like, you can write about anything you want because mm-hmm. fantasy, you know, Harry Potter takes place in London, but it has nothing to do with real life, right? And,
right.
And you could have it take place in North Salt Lake and have nothing to do with real life. And I think some kids would run with that really well.
I think we can communicate that pretty easily.
Okay.
Get that across.
Awesome.
And I'll reach out to teachers again. We didn't have any teachers take us up last time, and it might have been because it was so close in time to the event. But if we reach out over the summer, maybe somebody can assign it as an in-class assignment or extra credit or something.
I think that'd be way fun.
Yeah.
Did we do that October last year?
It was in September.
September.
Last year.
And it was, I remember we changed the date because we needed to work with the author.
Right.
So I think you're smart to leave it open. We'll work with whoever and whenever they can.
We don't have anything else in September right now, do we, that I need to work
Mm-mm.
on? Okay.
Not that I know of.
All right, I'll contact her.
Okay. The Halloween event, which we talked about last time, Rachel, you weren't here, but talked about doing similar to what we did before, but moving it because we had people drop by because it was at Hatch Park, maybe moving it up to Tunnel Springs, or this is going to be a dumb question, but is Legacy Park North Salt Lake or Woods Cross?
Sorry.
Okay, because we could do it there.
Better be. Woods Cross doesn't help pay for anything.
Well, I don't know. I just you know what I mean? I know, but some people, you know,
they
all right
it,
there.
They don't pay for it.
Well, because I'm just thinking, we do the Kite Festival at Tunnel Springs. Maybe we should do something that way. Because I think sometimes there's a divide of east and west, and maybe doing something on the west side would be a good thing.
The 5K is going to be there on July 3rd.
Oh, good. Okay.
So they're doing the 5K and the volleyball tournament and the, like, bounce house, blow up house.
Mm-hmm.
The
Liberty Fair to Liberty Fest.
Oh, so like the day part stuff is down there, the morning part. Okay.
So with the big party there, there's a lot of kids down there, so that also helps with Halloween stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the central part of the city where we haven't done an event at Hatch this year because we didn't do the Easter egg dash.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be nice to have it there again, just to have something in that central part.
In the Hatch?
Were you worried about what we ran out of stuff? Or
I wasn't worried about running out of stuff, but there was just, I know that several people came that weren't part of the city, which that's going to happen regardless of where you are, but maybe if we use Legacy. At first, I wasn't really sure if that was... I know that you take care of it because my son had been working there before.
Well, we could
always
put a sign up, you know.
But maybe we
get North Salt Lake City residents or something.
I think that's okay.
Let it go.
Yeah.
I think so few, we're happy.
Yeah, no. But I guess my feeling is maybe you'd get more people participate if it was
a little
down that way. I don't know. You live down that way. Would you think there was a good participation all over?
And maybe it was COVID that
true.
Everybody was so excited to have something, but... Yeah. I thought we had such
I
a
thought
great,
we had a
oh, we had a
great
turnout.
Great turnout.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
If all those people had come to stay, we wouldn't have had parking for them.
Well, that's what I just, I worry about if we do something that they stay at, I worry about the parking at Hatch Park more than I do there, because it's bigger there. I mean, isn't there a lot more parking down there than at Hatch?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of parking at Legacy, but did you want to do it in person again? I know that we can do whatever.
We were talking about maybe having something that was like stations. Maybe, you walk
mm-hmm.
around. And
yep.
so everyone doesn't have to be in the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come anytime during a window of time.
Yeah.
Walk around, do all the different little stations. And then.
Yeah, still
so,
not.
So kind of like what we did last mm-hmm. time, but not
necessarily. Very similar.
Not necessarily a drive-through. It could
mm-hmm.
be a walk-through.
Exactly.
I like that idea. I think the one problem in the past with the run is they're very much like you all have to be there early.
Right.
You're all going to do it,
mm-hmm.
and then you all leave. And so people that, are 5 minutes late, they know they're going to miss it, so they don't show up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Where last time at the drive-thru, like, 1 minute to the end, we still had people coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had something more like stations where it's a two-hour window of an event, I think maybe we'd have better participation.
Well, and the DJ that we had, he's awesome, and he could do, like, big things where they do like the electric slide or some dance things that could participate with a big crowd, which we couldn't do last time. So, okay. Just a thought of if we want to do something more either.
So like are you envisioning like a fair? Like a
That's too much work, I think. For
so
not enough.
What would the station
same
be?
Type thing. I didn't think of stations. I thought more of like where they can still do kind of like what we did, but not a drive-through per se. They could come and do like a dance party or still take a picture of the at the balloon wall, but they didn't have to leave. Okay. Like a drive-through.
Yeah, then that's parking the problem.
And they mm-hmm. And they don't have to wait in your car if you want to do mm-hmm. one of the things mm-hmm. or two of the things.
Yeah.
Problem with Legacy might be football.
Do they play football down there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
But I can't remember if it goes that long.
It usually does, though, I think, huh?
If they hit playoffs, I think.
Yeah. I was going to say, they usually... I'll find out about that.
Hatch Park is really central.
I like the Hatch Park.
Okay.
Spot.
I'm okay with it. I just wondered if it was if it presented a problem with the...
Yeah. How many parking spots are available? Because there's the parking on the north,
right?
Yeah.
I think there'd be enough, because then
you can park
here and then walk over. Yeah. So I think there'd be enough.
Okay. Maybe I overthought it. Okay. And I can't look at my phone, but what's the closest Saturday to Halloween? Would it be, is it like October 30th maybe? Because Halloween was on the 31st last time.
October 30th is a Saturday.
Should we tentatively plan for that date? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Because they're...
Everyone will have their...
Do you think they'll go trick-or-treating that night?
Mm-hmm. I think they will go trick-or-treating that
mm-hmm.
night.
I do too.
Yeah, so... Okay. They'll all have their costumes ready to go.
Okay, let's put that date down then.
I'm assuming you'll be there in robot costume dancing again. This only works if you are there.
That is right.
We'll have different costumes this year. So I don't...
But still
I
dancing.
I don't know. But still dancing.
Okay.
But we'll always dance.
I can help with that one too. So
okay, awesome.
To help with.
Okay. David, you're on.
You stole my thunder.
No, I did not. I did not introduce. All I said was her name. Go ahead.
we were lucky we stole Carmen away from up here. So we haven't really got her yet. We just get a borrower every once in a while. They hired a new employee. I don't know her last name. It's Kat something. So probably a week or two she'll be down with us all the time, and she'll be here with us in these meetings like Sally used to be. So she's awesome.
Nice.
She's gonna add a lot to our group, so we're happy to have her.
Very good.
Yeah. Welcome.
So tell me, Carmen, what's your email?
My work email?
Mm-hmm.
Carmen W.
Okay. Just CARMEN.
S.
Okay.
At nslcity.org.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Wilson.
Thank you. I'll add you
in. As far as other public works stuff, I think probably next meeting we should probably start jumping on some of the park stuff.
The visits?
The visits. I just think the city council approved a pretty substantial chunk of money to spend for us this year, so we really start kind of looking at that. And then really what we've been spending our time the last little bit is getting ready for Liberty Fest. So.
So the city council, did they appropriate like money for upgrades or?
Yep. What was it? 400
thousand.
Way to go, council
member. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they, we had lowered the amount of money going to the park this last calendar year because of COVID, worried about unknown sales tax and what it would be, and so we kind of cut everything. And so when we looked at that park replacement schedule, it was like, well, we're a year behind on what we needed to replace and to keep everything updated, and so let's allocate more funds to it.
That's great.
And the money for Palmquist should still be there because we didn't spend. So, yeah, we should be able to spend some money this year. We need to probably go through and set some priorities. Maybe TJ and I can kind of start throwing together the main. I think we pretty much identified all of that stuff a couple of years ago, what you guys thought was the highest priorities, but maybe we just revisit that stuff again. So maybe next month I'll prepare something for this and we can go over that again.
Well, while you're talking about Palmquist, I think I brought this up in city council, but I was talking with a resident that lives right near Palmquist and park, and so I was asking him about it and how it's used, and he said specifically, we tell our kids never to play there, we make sure they never go there, and then when I'm walking at night, like walking a dog or doing something, he said, I'm always nervous when I walk around Palmquist because there's that wall, you can't see what's there, the trees are right there. And he's like, it's not a plus to have it in our neighborhood. It's a negative. And he's like, I really wish it was an amenity because we live right by it. And it was so interesting. Like, we walked it, and it's been a while now since because of COVID and no funds. But when you were there, you could really tell. You were like, this needs something. Like, this is a problem. But to have someone who lives on the street talk about it in that way that was like, oh yeah, we purposely make sure nobody goes there. I always feel unsafe when I walk by. And he's not like a small guy. Like, he's like a big guy, and he's just like, I don't even feel safe walking by it. And so I told him briefly, like, oh, we were thinking of, you know, changing the way, moving those parking spots, laying out the hill a little bit so you could see. And he's like, make sure you take out a little bit of the trees. He's like, that sounds funny, but like, we want trees in shape, but it's nervous, so we want some of those gone so you can see into the park so we can enjoy it. And he's like, I wish we had an amenity we can enjoy. And I felt bad that we couldn't just say like, oh, the plan's done and we're ready to go, right? And so I wanted to be able to tell him, like, we're gonna fix this problem. So, anyhow, I'm really anxious to fix that problem.
Yeah, well, for those who don't remember, the big problem we had there was the dirt work was 200, I think it was 200,000 on the bid.
Wow. It was at least
that.
Yeah,
that.
I think it was more than that.
Yeah, $250 million. The dirt work was crazy expensive. So, it's kind of in flux too with not knowing with the annex and stuff like that. So, I don't know. That was probably tougher to make a decision on. But there's definitely other places that need some love too. So,
is that because of water tank needs?
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I mean, I think because that's just an ideal location, from what our engineers told us, elevation wise,
for a second water tank.
Yeah, and so if we were to install maybe another water tank, we need to do some work. We need to fence all that in. I mean, we've talked about it before. It's just absurd to have a park on top of a water tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we could piggyback off some of that, then the water department would pay for a lot of it too, which is the good thing. So.
We know about that, don't we, Tammy?
Mm-hmm.
We back it right up.
Yeah, we do. I didn't want to... Are you done for a second? Sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, because I was going to ask something about... Because you were gonna ask me about... You have a new assignment or something with the youth, is that right?
My wife and I are the advisors to the Youth City Council.
Yes. So are you okay to do both? That's what I was supposed to ask you. You're okay. Okay.
And have we heard from Kenny?
No. I still have not.
Where is he?
I don't know. I've reached out to him several times. And so, because I guess we need to find out if he still wants to do this because we haven't seen or heard from him for quite some time.
I just want to make sure he hasn't like changed a cell phone or an email or something and we're missing paths.
I don't know where he lives.
Yes, he is. And he's still really active on Twitter.
Yeah, we see him.
Okay.
So I think he's still around.
Can you, Ron, maybe reach out and see if you can get a hold of him and then let us know? Just tell him we missed him at the meetings and maybe if we have the wrong something that we haven't got a hold of him. Yep. Sorry, that just came to my mind.
Are you going to bring up Rachel?
Yes. But now I think it's fine.
Okay.
Because let's find out what happens with that first.
Okay.
And so on David's too, we'll go about the park inspection. Did you see, you saw the pictures that Dallas sent about the ATV tracks, right?
Yeah, we already knew about it.
Oh, you did?
What do you do once that happens? Because it didn't break the sprinkler lines, right?
There you get really not much we had to do there, right?
No, I mean.
Did you find him?
Just depend.
So do you just wait and does it? Do you have to do dirt work to smooth it out again, or do you
not
the
for
grass
like,
move in?
Yeah, not for that. I mean, it's
okay.
Tunnel Springs was pretty bad at one time.
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't that bad, and honestly, not that you ever want that to happen, but it actually helps that it is wet, because then the tires just spin out a little bit. If it's dry, that's when things go missing. It's just it just rips it up.
So nobody should do it now that we've stopped watering, you're telling me.
Shoot.
I think I'm getting, like, payback because I did this at college.
Ooh,
one time.
It's your fault. TJ.
One time. It was a good time. I mean,
well, karma.
We didn't do any damage.
Statute of limitations is passed.
Yeah.
That's right. Remember, this is recorded.
Just as a side note with that, too, uh-huh. I had a complaint, just as an FYI, maybe more for even. Somebody was, we took garbage cans out of Stone Park, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
I have had a couple complaints that there aren't garbage cans there. Mm-hmm. There's a very specific reason that I really don't want out there that much. I think I might have brought it up last year, but I have had a couple emails. We're removing all of the dog feces from the garbage cans and throwing it down the slides, and it was consistently happening.
Mm. Yeah, we couldn't get rid of it. I mean,
it was happening.
We pressure washed it time and time and time again, and it was just
like a two-time, three-time thing, like constant thing. So we just removed the garbage cans,
and it's solved the problem.
We have had a couple complaints that there's no garbage cans, but as far as I'm concerned, pack it in, pack it out at this point.
For sure.
So.
Yeah. I actually think you see that more often than you don't, is you just have to take your own stuff out.
It's a trend. Mm-hmm. A lot was it Farmington.
Farmington doesn't have any garbage cans.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And
in other
their
places.
Parks are like spotless. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it's just because people talked about it at one of the conferences, and you know they talked about people. You know, would you feel comfortable just leaving your garbage somewhere? Or would you just, if it was an overfilling garbage can, would you just set it to the side? And everyone said, oh, I just set it to the side. You know what I mean? So it's weird, but you think about it and that's what happens. And then,
but if there's not a can, you just throw it.
Take it in your car and take it home. But we get a lot, the wind blows and then it goes everywhere. It goes everywhere. So it makes the park a mess. But That one in particular is.
But we've had it where even people, like, if there's a garbage can, they'll leave a mattress there next to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's garbage.
Yeah.
In fact, the little, I don't know what they call it, they're basically areas that we can hold more trash cans at Legacy. There's three of them, and people will take their mattresses or couches and they throw them over the fence into this area. You've probably seen them. I mean, they're nice. They're just like a block wall, and with a gate in the front. And there's three of them at Legacy, and we're constantly picking up chairs or garbages. Or when someone moves out, they go and throw this stuff over the fence. They don't even put it in the garbage cans. They just throw it over the fence, and it's like a little holding spot for them. So,
tires.
Yeah.
Wow. Well. So on that note about the parks, so I've been studying this little guide here. There's a lot of parks. And so before we had, we each took like a couple. Is there specific ones that you want us to look at all the time or just pick them all and every time?
I don't even think it needs to be an ongoing thing, to be honest.
Really?
In my opinion. I mean, if you guys want to.
We don't mind. I mean, I haven't ever minded, but.
Lot of this, because like if you're telling us there's dead spots right now, we're going to say yep, because we've turned the water.
No, we wouldn't look at that, I don't think. Isn't it just like if you see something maybe broken or something? What do you want us to look for if we do this?
What about if we're on hold for Palmquist because of possible water tank or other things, what are the major allocations that you're thinking about for the $400,000 that's our park replacement plan? I almost wonder if next meeting we just talk through, you know, what it is that we're thinking about, and then we can all go look at that park to see what we need.
Well, so like a couple things, like I said, I haven't prepared anything right now, but going back based off of what we talked about a couple of years ago, I mean, obviously Mathis is in everybody's mind. The dog park, we've got the approval from UDOT.
Oh, did they? As far as I know,
we just really need to start working with Woods Cross, and that's a whole other problem. I don't know.
That's not easy.
No, that's not easy. Who's dealing with what? Who's getting the blame?
Yeah.
I don't really.
Hey, I hear we know the parks guy there though.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet
we've had some good conversations with him, and he agrees. Like, it's just a matter of I think the logistics of all of that. You know, I just don't think you can have two cities run something.
Very well.
Just having two bosses is,
nobody wants two bosses.
So I don't know how all that works, but I think that's something that we should look at. And I am worried about how much Woods Cross is going to get involved financially. Yeah.
You can't trust those guys.
And so, you get a new city manager, though.
Yeah. Big changes coming.
Yeah. So maybe it'd be different. But, those are the two, those are the couple big ones, though, I think. Mathis and, I don't know. Pickleball is still the thing. And, you know, I think there's so much in flux, I would hate, you know, without knowing what the hatch is going to be, too. You know, if you're putting pickleball as a hatch, then what do you want somewhere else? If you're not putting pickleball a hatch, or, you know, just so many different things that kind of all mesh together. So I really wish the hatch design would be done quick. But I do think there's a lot of little things we could do. I mean, he could tell you, like, you know, playgrounds, if we just simple fixes, right? Like, I don't know, I'm not trying to speak for you, but like somewhere that maybe you could just do playgrounds and it's, you know.
Well, I mean, all the playgrounds in Foxborough, except a few, are the original, and you go through them and they just look so faded, and they need to be updated.
They do.
And, you know.
You're going to get a lot of bang for a buck just doing playgrounds where you could do, you know, pirate ships and the things we were talking about. You know, and spend
like
a little
theme
little
each
on.
One, or I think it'd be kind of cool.
That was one thing that we've noticed is that there's three playgrounds in my ward, because there's three different parks, and then there's one just like one street over as well. And there's the same playset at like two of them.
Yeah.
Where you know that, you know, they just bought the same playset.
Yeah, so 100%.
If and they both need, I mean, one of them is looking prime ready to be switched, right?
100%, yeah.
And I think that's not a bad idea to go through and say, okay, we're going to replace five of these this year, and we can pick five different themes and put them in, and I bet they would have a lot more use, because then, you know, we call it by color. There's the yellow park, the blue park, and the green park, and the tan park. And but the yellow park's the one that needs to replace, so we never go there. But if you replaced it and it was the cowboy park or the boat park or whatever, I almost feel like it would add a lot of value.
I agree.
And I don't think it would cost that much more.
Softball.
No, the footprint of those playgrounds isn't that big. I mean,
they're really small.
They're really small, so it shouldn't cost a lot of money to. I mean, it's all pretty expensive, you know, anytime you replace that stuff. But
I do think, though, to cut you off a little bit, the expectation is from the council is to follow that replacement plan at least to some level, right?
It is, for sure.
So really, that's probably kind of, I think we're allowed to deviate from what that says, because I mean, common sense can prevail, like, oh, that roof can last another 5 years, or that fence is okay for another 5 years, let's jump this park up. I think we could reorder, we could shuffle the deck, because that is really just math. It says that this is 25 years old, so it's supposed to be replaced.
Yeah.
But I think we should work from that and, you know, use that as our guide.
Love that idea.
Do we have any parks that have any all abilities equipment?
We do not. And I know that we added in, we had our first swing that's like a all ability swing added in at Stone Park that we mentioned, and we had talked about that specifically, but it's come up a lot of times, and I think it's something that we should really look at.
I put it as one of the notes when we were doing the Hatch Park, because I think with the autistic community that we have here, oh my gosh, like how cool would it be to be able to do, especially probably in Foxborough. I mean, I put it for Hatch, but I mean, a lot of those types of playgrounds are getting popular.
We went to one in St. George a couple months ago, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, St. George has one.
Tourist funds to do it,
because all of us go down there and
spend. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Was it Thunder Junction?
Yeah, it
is amazing.
That's great.
Yeah, I know that that we did have a resident asking about wheelchair accessibility items that could use it, and I think that's something we should consider for sure. I know a council member brought up something about Deer Hollow. Lisa asked something about something wanted to be replaced or something, and would that hit, that would hit our budget as well. It was on the water tank. Would that come out of the water funds?
That's for the painting the tank.
Yeah, and that's out of the water funds, or is that?
Yeah, that would be out of the water fund.
Okay, great. I didn't want it to hit our budget. Okay, because that park's been updated. We redid the water there, and it's still in great shape.
Oh yeah, the park, pristine. I don't think you've got anything you need to change there, right?
No, the log we put in there is getting kind of, it's kind of
well
going away. It's kind of being chipped away a little bit at a time, but other than that, it's pretty cool park still. So,
they do pictures up there. There's a lot of people do pictures up there. I totally forgot to put your name on there, TJ. Do you have anything? I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
You don't, for sure?
No.
Okay, Ryan?
I covered all of mine through the other items, so I'm good.
Wow. Okay. Did we get everything? Did I miss something?
July 27th.
What's July 27th?
Yes, the next meeting, not June.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Just seeing if you guys are paying attention. That's what happens when I'm up late. Sorry.
You should be, huh?
July 27th. Yeah, good heavens. I didn't catch that at all. Not even close. David, I didn't mean to cut you off. Did I cut you off too short, or did you get all your stuff?
I got more than I wanted out.
Wow. You got your money's worth today.
I guess.
Okay. Do you have anything?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, just a reminder, July 2nd is the car show at Eaglewood Golf
Course. Oh, yes. Yes.
July 3rd is the race in the morning at Legacy Park, and then the festival. And then that night is fireworks at Eaglewood. So lots happening at the beginning of July.
It's going to be fun.
I wonder how many people will show up to the fireworks.
A lot.
I bet like 30,000.
I do too.
I think we're going to have higher demand because
it's the first major outdoor.
Yes.
Plus, I think nobody's doing fireworks. They're at their houses.
Right. Yeah, no. And they're not buying. Trying to be good citizens, not buying fireworks. They're all going to want to see it, and then with the 4th being on a Sunday, I'm betting that we're going to have even more people celebrating on the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a question about that for you, TJ. Mm. I am working with the lady who's doing the balloon installation for the 2nd and the 3rd, and she's doing it on that tree just to the, like, just down the hill from the clubhouse. She was wondering if there's a way to, and maybe this will add more attention to it, to like block it off that night, the 2nd.
Are you talking about the big cottonwood tree on the other side of the road?
No. It's right. It's on the same side from the clubhouse.
The big willow?
Down the path behind the clubhouse. It's right.
Well, it's just off
by that.
9th Green, I think.
Is that what it is? I'm not a golfer.
No, we were all
it's on the east side of the, clubhouse,
like,
right?
Tarps up around it so it doesn't get popped
something.
At night.
Yeah, because she's planning on coming the morning of the 3rd to revamp it, but she sent me a text and she's like, I lay awake at night thinking that all these teenagers are going to go and like just pop all of them. And maybe there's not a way to stop that.
The police are going to monitor everything that night.
Are they? Okay.
But
and the road's going to be closed.
The road's going to be closed. Leaving the road closed.
Okay.
We are doing a temporary fence around that green, which I think is where you're referring to.
Okay.
Can the temporary fence just expand out around it?
Because it's like...
I don't know if we have enough fencing.
I don't know if we have enough fencing because we got to do the other fence too now. We might need to buy more. Plus, we don't want to put that up. We can probably just do barricades and like caution tape or something.
Okay.
If somebody wants to ruin it.
They will ruin it.
They're going to ruin it. I know, yeah. But I was just like, if I could just maybe put her at ease. But
the police are going to monitor that.
Okay.
Because we're leaving the road closed.
Okay.
And everything's set up. So if somebody's going out there, they're really
they're
going gonna out
go
there.
Out
they're
there
going
and
out
do
there
to
cause
anyway.
Trouble.
Okay. I'll tell her that. Awesome. Thank you.
She does a good job with those.
Yeah, those.
She does, and this is going to be awesome because she's going to wrap it in the tree and down the branch.
Oh, cool!
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know because nobody told us that.
Oh.
That's not any of our plans, and our list of stuff is pretty huge. Do you know what time she's going to be setting up?
She is going to set it up that afternoon on the 2nd to be there for the car show. And then she's going to come back the morning of the 3rd to revamp it for the fireworks.
I thought it was in the notes.
Can you give her my contact?
Yeah.
Just have her email me.
Okay.
Because we've got so much stuff going on those 2 days. Like, we are all going to be here almost like 17 hours a day those 2 days.
Okay.
So if it's not in our plans, plus she might come at a pretty horrible time if she's trying to come at the same time all those cars are coming in.
Yeah.
And we're closing that road at 2. So if she needs help with stuff, getting stuff down there, we can arrange to help her get her golf carts or whatever.
Yeah, so we park in that lower parking lot, and it's just that tree that's like right there.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, but the problem is that's also
where she's bringing in, where you're doing the cars.
Our police.
No, that's the police setup.
So stuff's not necessarily going to be available.
The mobile command center goes in that lower parking lot.
Okay.
And it's going to be a complete madhouse at. When we close the road at 2? I should remember. 4? No, we close it at 2. Start bringing in cars at 4. Car show starts at 6.
Okay.
So depending on what time she wants to come, I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Okay, I'll and I'll give her your contact.
Can we get a special pass to get it up the road early? It's easier.
We have a few parking passes extra. If you want to park up there, but
I want to get down the hill. That's my biggest thing.
If you want to get down the hill, park on Gary, right? I think that's probably good.
I think last time we walked up and came.
It is, but it's still.
Listen, if you hang out with us till 2.
I'm going to.
You'll get home so fast.
Yeah, that's my plan. Yeah. I already told Dan Checkitz I'd be there all night with him. We had to be with you guys have a party, right? Isn't it a party after the fireworks are over?
Is he chairing the whole time? Is he chairing it?
Yeah.
This year?
We got some sweet plans this year, but after the fireworks to 2 o'clock, that's not really the fun part for us.
I'm sure. It's a lot of work.
The blanket, the other stuff we got planned.
Yeah.
You're going to eat one.
I'm hot eating one.
We're doing it.
It's never I'll go buy betas.
Bezos?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it then. Anything else? Anybody?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My alarm hasn't even gone off yet.
Can I ask you?